Hi, everyone. This is Alan Forte. God is still at work with you. That's my message for today. Sometimes we forget that God is always working on perfecting something more in us. We are His creation and His children. The fact that He created us doesn't mean that He's finished with what He started. We are not just His children. We are the work of His heart. Now, recently, I've had thoughts about myself and when I should cut back on work. Sometimes I feel like there are things I want to do with my life for myself. But each time I have those thoughts, I seem to hear something inside me say, "I'm not done with you yet." Now, we must always watch our own motives for what we want in our lives. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 through 35, we have the story of a man named Simeon, who was waiting for the birth of Christ. Now, after Jesus was born, Simeon went to the temple and saw him. Luke, chapter 2, verse 29 says, "This is how Simeon responded to seeing Jesus. He said, 'Lord, now you are permitting your servant to depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation.'" Now, we don't know Simeon's age, but we know that he wasn't a young man. He had waited. No, he had lived, waiting to see the salvation of the Lord. How long, we don't know. But he waited until God was done with his plans for Simeon. God has more planned for each of us than what we see and know at the moment. I imagine the caterpillar, you know, a worm, probably has thought many times, "Why must I crawl around on my stomach all day?" Well, perhaps it's because God wants us to start life as a worm, but to finish it as a butterfly. Now, if God can take a worm that crawls around on the ground and make it to fly through the sky, He can make you fly too. If He can do that with a worm, I'm encouraged He can do even more with you. But we have to be patient enough and mature enough to know that He is still at work with us. We shouldn't be so quick to act like we are ready to live out our lives like the worms are. Listen, when God says He's not done with you yet, perhaps He's saying you are unfinished. He may not be asking you to do more. He may be asking you to allow Him to do more to finish you. If you don't learn to see yourself as a clump of clay, you will never know what the possibilities may be for you in the hands of God. So let's not look at the things going on around us and run out the door trying to do God's work when He is not finished doing His work in us. You may have hands, but you may not have the hands needed to do what God wants you to do. You may have a heart, but you may not have the heart to do what God wants you to do. Listen for Him when He is saying to you, "I'm not done with you yet." God is not done yet perfecting the work that He has done in us. An acorn, it starts as a nut that the squirrel eats, but it ends up a tree where the squirrel lives. And a grain of corn, it dies and falls to the ground. But the dead grain of corn becomes a field of corn that feeds many people. We must be patient to allow the Lord to finish the things He's doing in us, those things that we cannot see. You may have started life without love, but perhaps God is preparing you to learn to receive and to be loved towards others. You may have started life without friends, but perhaps God is preparing you to learn to be a friend to someone who needs friendship. You may have started life with sickness, but perhaps God is preparing you to learn the gratefulness that it takes to appreciate all that will come at you in life. When you learn that He's not finished with your life, you will learn what a finished life in Him can be. Let Him finish what He's planned to do in you before you try to finish what you want to do with your own life.